Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
The new music show on Vectis Radio with Kieran Thompson.
Well, as promised earlier on in the show, we have our annual appearance from someone who is very much described as the island's NFL expert and resident NFL expert on Vectis Radio. He's big, he's dancing in front of me, he's doing the dance where the head moves but the body doesn't, or the body moves but the head doesn't. That's the dance, isn't it?
That's the dance, yes. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, back on the show for an 8th Super Bowl running, Mr. Stephen Henley. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Kieran. Thanks for having me back.
Joining me from Tumblr's Cafe in Shanklin. And if you're listening to this right now, this was only 6 hours ago we recorded this. We came here for a brunchy lunch. It was delicious. Very nice. I like the hash browns.
Can't complain.
No?
Breakfast needs. Tumblr's is your place.
Super duper. We're now down in our additional cans of Cherry Coke and Pepsi Max, so you hear lots of slurping sounds. Steve, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you, Kieran. Not too bad. Looking forward to another Super Bowl.
It's been quite a year, hasn't it? Because this is... There's very many years when we do this chat, and you don't expect the outcome to be almost so enjoyable, for it to be so utterly not enjoyable in every single way.
Sometimes, in this sport, this is just how it goes. You have an idea, you have... The regular season is its own beast. You have amazing games, you have no idea who's going to be in the running, and you get to the playoffs, and sometimes you just get a little bit disappointed by who's getting stuff in the final. But at the same time, it's also not unpredictable.
You look at the 7 teams in the AFC who went through, and you went, okay, there's a bit of excitement here, because Chiefs clearly aren't the best team of that lot this year.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the NFC, you go, well, probably San Francisco are the best of the lot, but you never know, someone could topple them.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, here we are, with Chiefs versus 49ers.
The 2020.
Yep. I'll ask you the obvious heartbreak question about Baltimore in a minute.
Sure.
But before we come to that, how do you think the Chiefs' season has actually gone this far for them to actually end up in the Super Bowl?
Well, to be fair, for the Chiefs, it's been very up and down, to be honest. I mean, they started off the first game of the season against the Lions with a loss at home. I mean, everyone in America, including me in England, very much happy about this. And then from then, it's been, you know, the usual stuff for them. But then at the back end of the season, they just kind of started to tumble a little bit, started to look not like the Chiefs of old, like some of these pieces that they've got lost in free agency and things might have been needed to be on this team again.
Mm.
But, I mean, this is the problem, though, because Patrick Mahomes is him. He can be that man who can easily change everything in this game. And it is Patrick Mahomes. Between him and the link he has with Kelce, who wasn't playing his usual best during the season, and then during the playoffs have just been outstanding, took up another notch, and unfortunately here they are, back in another Super Bowl.
That's the thing, if you watch the regular season, you wouldn't say that the Chiefs were going to be the definite team in the Super Bowl at the playoffs.
Oh, no.
And yet here we are. Who did the Chiefs beat to get here? They beat, I will say, the Texans. It wasn't the Texans, was it?
No, unfortunately, it was my own team, the Baltimore Ravens.
So
they beat at the Ravens Stadium, as we were the top seeding in the season. For anyone that needs to know, it's best record in the AFC. So you get the pleasure of hosting all the games if you remain in the playoffs. And unfortunately, just couldn't quite topple the former Super Bowl champions. So. Is what it is, though. Got to move on from it.
Let's come on to the real heartbreak topic here. This is... I remember the 2019-2020 season as being, this could be the Baltimore year. But this seemed like the Baltimore Ravens year. This seemed like your year to actually finally make it to the Super Bowl. I say finally. It's supposed to be like 12 years or so. But, you know, it's... In the time that we've been having this discussion, I've been waiting for the Baltimore one to see how your nerves were. And I genuinely can't believe that fell apart against the Chiefs 2 weeks ago.
It was heartbreaking, to be sure. But also, I'm very proud of the team. Like you say, yeah, I thought, as well as a lot of people thought, it was our year. We were the best team, possibly in NFL. But this is the thing. Football is one of those beasts where you can easily be great 1 minute, and then it just takes one game, and in one game it can all come crashing down. And they did well. I never even expected them to get this far, to be honest. AFC Championship game is where I was aiming them to be. That's where they got. Sure, I would have liked them to have made that one next step. They were very close, one game away, but unfortunately it just wasn't meant to be. And I think the pressure that I had while watching these playoffs was very much aged me, to say the least. But it has been a great experience, and I'm almost scared for when they actually do make the Super Bowl, whether or not I'll live to see it, just from the sheer stress of waiting for the game to start.
For the listener at home, Steve is the only person currently sat. Well, I don't know. It's a strange view. I'm sat in a cafe. I'm looking at Shanklin train station. It's very lovely. You're the only man in the world who owns a AFC North Baltimore Ravens 2023 Champions shirt.
Representing.
Oh, it looks good.
You got to get the drip on when you know when you win your division. Yeah.
I don't know what that feeling is like. So yeah, I mean, it's been a big, interesting year, right, for this sort of stuff. San Francisco seemed like a more obvious finalist. Do you think that San Francisco could have been toppled into this position by, say, a Detroit Lions?
Oh, very easily. I mean, for the very first half of their game in the NFC Championship game, it looked like that was going to be the course. I mean, they were already down, 27-3 or whatever it was. And going into halftime, I thought this was the Lions' game to lose, which, unfortunately, they did. Because at the end of the day, the reason the 49ers were so pegged to being the one of the best teams, and they still remain to be one of the best teams, is the coaching tree with Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. You've got the key pieces in Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, all of those big pieces. Mm-hmm. And like, it's like the same as when we match them up with the Chiefs. They are, the 49ers are probably the most complete and more ideal team on paper. But it shows in both games that you could be the worst team in the AFC, or not as good as some of the top teams in the AFC, and be the best team in the NFC and still struggle. So it just leads to, like, this could be a very interesting matchup today.
I would have liked to have seen a Lions, a Cowboys. Yeah, even the Cowboys, I dare say. Even
I'm very sure
point.
Cowboys fans would also like to see the Cowboys again.
It's been 84 years. So in many ways, this is an interesting and an uninteresting game. But it's not just the game type, where there's lots of different interesting elements. Well, I'd say there's three which we need to combat before we come to your score prediction. Element number one, this is the first ever Super Bowl to be held in Las Vegas. Now, 3 months ago, they had F1 race in Las Vegas. They're going to be having a lot more sporty events in Las Vegas. It's becoming much more of a central tenet to American sports. What do you think of holding this in a glitzy city that doesn't actually have that much American football history?
I mean, to be fair, I think it's good for the new revenue. It's the same as, like, the NFL now branching out and adding, like, for people that don't know, the international games that we have over here, and now they've branched out to Germany. They had one in Mexico, which doesn't sound international because it's only down the road from where America is, but it's still not in America, so that's the only places. But now we've got one in Brazil.
Madrid?
There's one in Madrid this year now, which has been announced. And it's just one of those things where you have to branch out, and at the same time, where now they've got the Las Vegas Raiders, which is why we have a Super Bowl in Las Vegas, and the money that's been put into the stadium alone, I think it's great for the sport, because then you can get more glitzier, you can get bigger things. Like, the halftime show could be amazing because of, like, the technology that's bound. Like, and the grass itself is already, like, one of those ones, like with Tottenham and the LA one, where it's a full grown one outside, and they roll it in.
It's a rolling
out. It's the way the technology works. Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I've been to an NFL game and a Tottenham game at Tottenham Stadium. It's quite impressive to see how well they've done that, you know, how well they've managed to turn it into a multi-sport thing with two different grasses, you know. It's impressive.
Well, the best way to compare it is that this year and next year, you've got the newest, most high-tech stadium in Las Vegas Stadium, which has, like, I was watching, like, information on it not so long ago about it. It's got 100% complete Wi-Fi with the most amazing Wi-Fi speeds, everything high-tech. And then next year's Super Bowl 59, is going to be held in the
Sandown and Shanklin Rugby Club.
Yeah. it's not been leaked yet, but, you know,
Hurricanes, get out.
Fingers crossed, we're looking forward to it.
Make way for Taylor.
There's going to be a lot of people for Taylor Swift. But essentially, next year's is at the St. Louis Superdome, which at the time when it was built was the high-techiest thing in the world. And then you go back to Super Bowl 47, which oddly enough was the Ravens, not trying to plug it.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, oh, my bad.
I got it.
I meant Louisiana.
Yeah, it's all America.
It's all America.
Yeah.
But it had an L in it. And but the lights went out, and that was the most high-techiest stadium at the time. And the lights went out during
the biggest game of the year, where you don't expect the lights to go out and stop the game for an hour.
Mm.
So it's like comparing the two. So it's like the newest to the oldest high-techy techies. Mm. So, yeah, it'll be very good.
If you haven't seen one of these before, check out the... Is it America's Game it's called? The NFL documentary on the Super Bowl back in 2013.
Yeah, they do one every year. So every time there's a new Super Bowl winner, they do what's called an America's Game. You can either watch them on YouTube, luckily, or if you have like a Dazan or anything like that, or even Sky, I think, shows it, or even Prime Video.
Sky do, yeah.
Yeah, so I do. And it's America's Game. You can choose the year, whatever Super Bowl, and it takes you through a story of their entire season. And it will tell you like the ins and outs of like every game of the week of this season, come from the points of like usually the head coach and a couple of like top players, like quarterback and a defensive person.
Well, the 2013 one about it's very good. It sort of shows that, you know, the power cut during the Super Bowl very well. So yeah, we covered off that. We've only got a few more minutes, haven't we? Yeah, we'll cover off the other two central tenets of this thing.
Oh yeah,
the big musician in presence. Of course, there is a halftime show being done by Usher, but tell me about Taylor Swift. So this is the Swift Bowl, as no one's called it, but I've just coined. Swift Bowl 58, or Swift Bowl 1, shall we?
Swift Bowl 1, Swift Bowl 1, yeah.
What's your favourite Taylor Swift song? Like, totally cool? Like I love so many of them, but like, God, what's yours?
Controversial. I reckon it's a future one. Yes.
Is it going to be called, 49ers 24, Chiefs 31?
I don't want to say anything, but and the idea is that there could be a brand new song about the idea of George Kittle being the man for her.
And it's going to be called something along the lines of Kittle Me This. No, it doesn't work.
No. That's why we leave it to the professionals.
Yeah, something like Kittle's, man.
No. But so...
Look, there's lots of eyes on Taylor Swift, right? Is this good for the sport?
No. In my retrospect, no. I mean, it's good for a whole new revenue of fans, because like the sales alone that apparently the NFL reported of the extra addedness that Taylor Swift's been attending these games has now become a fan of the sport has been an extra like 31.5 million revenue in like people attending, watching, things like that. Mainly it could be the Swifties, it could be a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
But when you're a fan of someone that isn't attached to the Taylor Swift stuff, like say the Ravens in the championship game or any other game that they attend, you do find that the NFL do try to play out a bit too much.
Yeah.
And almost like you can almost make it into a drinking game, the amount of times that the camera shows Taylor Swift, to the point where even Taylor Swift notices it and she goes from being happy to being stop it now.
But how many times do you think are they going to use in like, you know, cutaways during breaks, during injury timeouts, a Taylor Swift song to go to the ads?
See, that would have been a good idea. But I wouldn't
it's all right. You've got your job to do.
I mean, it's a pretty surprise, but I mean, most of the time you get the stadiums playing their own set ones as well.
Yeah, true.
And I don't think Taylor Swift going to these games is really trying to take the, like, she doesn't want her focus to be taken away from the game itself.
Yeah.
Because she's just there to try and enjoy it because her boyfriend does.
Mm. Yeah.
So, and her boyfriend plays. So it's the case of, for me, I don't mind Taylor Swift being to these games. I just think the NFL needs to tone it down slightly.
Needs to centralise itself.
Because it's not
game,
like the first superstar to be, like, your quarterback. Or your ex-quarterback Russell Wilson is literally married to a superstar.
Well,
in Sierra.
It is Sierra, though.
This is true. You're not quite Taylor Swift. But, like, my point is all these different people. I mean.
Yeah, sure.
It's. Yeah. You don't need to do it. It's about the sport, not the people that attend the sport.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, the Super Bowl might as well not even bother looking at Taylor Swift, because the amount of people coming to Las Vegas is going to be unreal.
Yeah.
Especially by the prices of the tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal. Big game. And Usher is doing the halftime show.
He is.
So. Are you looking forward to Usher?
Yeah, with this guest appearance of Taylor Swift, sure.
All right, well, we'll round it up. Thank you as... let's have a score prediction. What am I thinking? Score prediction for tonight. Kansas City Chiefs play the San Francisco 49ers. What do you think, NFL expert Mr. Stephen Henley?
So this one is a bit the hardest choice for me. I've had so many people ask for my opinion, and so far, you're the only one that's probably going to get the most accurate one I've got to get, because I'm still reeling from the game that I lost.
Yeah.
So,
you personally.
I personally lost a game that day in my own half. But I would like to say that the 49ers would win. I do.
on paper and logistically, analytically, all of those ways, they feel like, to me, the better team.
Yeah.
But if Patrick Mahomes can do what he's been doing this entire time in every postseason game he does, with the experience he has, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs pull out another win and make the first team to go back-to-back Super Bowl since the Patriots did it all those years ago in 2003 and 2004.
Score prediction?
I reckon, I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game.
No.
I can see it being a 24 to 21 in favour of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And possibly a last-minute... anything could be touchdown, could be field goal, just to end the game. Yeah, and it could be anything. It could even go to overtime.
Mm.
It could even go to overtime.
I think it's going to be Chiefs by a bigger margin, 31-17 or something like that, 31-14.
That's interesting.
I think this is going to be one of those, you know, the Chiefs turn up in the big games, and this is what's going to happen.
And not to say that the 49ers don't deserve it. I mean, Brock Purdy has done an outstanding job, being literally Mr. Irrelevant, who is, for anyone that doesn't know, the last. In the NFL draft, the last pick of the draft is always called, like, number 254, whatever number it is always called Mr. Irrelevant, because he's the last pick, no one cares, no one knows, no one's even paying attention to him, and this man has come out of nowhere and is now playing in his first ever Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then if you want to compare margins between the two people that play quarterbacks being the most expensive position to play in American sports, well, in the NFL at least, Patrick Mahomes makes at least $38 million this year. Good old Brock Purdy for the 49ers makes about 70 grand just to play this game.
Yeah. It's mad.
Or someone actually pointed out to me that it's actually, he makes 38 million or like at least 100 grand per pass that Patrick Mahomes passes.
Yeah.
And he makes, and Purdy makes 70 grand for the game he plays.
Wait for that State Farm insurance advert money to come.
Oh, it'll be coming in.
It will happen. Right, well, thank you, Steve, for chatting. It's always wonderful to bring you on. Same time next year.
Always good to come back, absolutely.
I'll figure out the tech slightly better. We've had some issues today. I was going to say tonight. It's not tonight. It's 2:15 in the afternoon. Thank you very much for coming on the New Music Show.
Thank you for having me, Kieran. It's a pleasure as always.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.